This is Free Talk Live. It is the Tuesday night edition of the show, and as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hi, Manwich.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm apparently a little stunned.
I don't know what you're stunned about, but we'll move on.
Okay.
1-800-259-5791, because really, I don't want to know. 800-259-5791. I do want to hear from you, because this is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-5791. It's that simple. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the archives. In fact, you can get the last 6 months of the show, at least the last 6 months, all for free, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You don't have to dig around and try and find a secret area or anything. It's just right there at freetalklive.com, so take advantage of that.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. This is one of those nights, Manwich, where the prep that I have, the show prep, is it's so good slash bad. I mean, it's good in that I really want to get it out there. It's that kind of quality prep, but it's so bad. The news is just so bad. And there's two of them that I have, and I'm not sure which one to start with. Do we want to start with the real story about the Irwin Schiff case and the malfeasance involved in his trial? This is information that's just going to make you feel sick if you ever walk into a courtroom again.
Uh-huh.
Or we could start with the fact that there are politicians pushing for changes to the Patriot Act that are going to increase the amount of death penalty, the amount of crimes, so-called crimes, terrorist crimes, that could be punished with via the death penalty.
Let's do Irwin Schiff first.
Okay, because we reported a couple weeks back that Irwin Schiff has been found guilty of various different tax avoidances, I suppose you could say, or he's a tax freedom advocate. He's been doing this thing, trying to speak out about taxes for decades. He's been put into jail before, and now he's been found guilty again. And we just kind of knew that he'd been found guilty. We really hadn't heard very much about exactly what went on in the trial. You are not going to believe just the malfeasance and the it's just unbelievable. I can't even begin to describe how disgusting what happened in this courtroom was. And we'll come back to that. We will give you the details. But first, we go to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey, I had an assignment in my world history class, in my honors world history class.
Okay. Congratulations.
And, yeah, thanks. I'm a hard worker.
Mr. Honors.
That's okay. It was to write a letter to the President of the United States. And first off, I just wanted to let you know that there's, as hard to believe as it is, as hard of control as Democrats and Republicans have a grip on modern America, libertarians are, I would say, I know at least 15, 20 people at my school that are libertarians.
Excellent.
It's definitely growing with the younger crowd.
Thank goodness. And I think the reason for that is because of the Internet.
Yeah, definitely. And we've tried so many times. We have a young Democrats club and we have a young Republicans club. We're trying so hard to get a young Libertarians club started up, but nobody wants to touch it because you have to have a teacher.
You have to have a sponsor.
Yeah.
And none of your teachers are even leaning in that direction to where they'd help you out?
None of them. None of them.
Oh, man.
Huh.
That's a
How big is the school?
I think we have about 1,200 kids.
In the high school? Is it high school?
Yeah.
One with a sim? I can't. It's hard to imagine.
You know, you might know it. Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was just wondering if I could read this letter because...
letter to George Bush?
Yes.
Okay. Is it extended? Is it long? Or is it, three paragraphs?
It's under a page.
Okay.
And
we're going to stop you if it really sucks, though, John, okay? So don't be offended.
No problem.
Okay.
But I used your statistics, Manwich, that you gave last night in my debate in that... on the Iraq War, and I got so much extra credit, it's not even funny, so I owe you.
Wow. Swell.
Oh, this is,
join the Free State Project.
What?
Join the Free State Project, then.
All right, let's
get on with the letter.
Okay.
To George W. Bush, from a young high school student in America.
I'll, I'll skip the introduction. Okay. We've spent more than $200 billion on this war and this debt my generation will have to pay. Along with the instability of Social Security and many other long-term things such as the draft, my generation is in shambles for the future. I think it is completely unconstitutional to have no minors representing our generation in Congress. It is unfair, Mr. President, to completely neglect my entire generation. You are killing off Americans as you are killing off future lives. You, my friend, are a murderer. As such, you should be tried along with your friend Louis Libby and taken out of office. George, your regime is probably not aware, but a poll was taken in Iraq, and it was done by your best friend, the British Department of Defense. 82%, I'll skip all this because you know it.
Well, just to recap, they found that 4 out of 5 Iraqis are totally opposed to the occupation.
And 2 out of 5 won't mind shooting us in order to get us out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that supports the insurgents is just unbelievable, 45%. That amazes me. But, anyways, just so you know, sir, whoever you pick for your successor, I plan not to vote for, as I will be eligible for voting in 2008.
Excellent.
I will also like to inform you that a wave of knowledge is sweeping my generation, sir, and you, sir, your right-winged Republican heresy is being fought hard. I myself am a libertarian, so you needn't worry about me voting for any bureaucrat. I will continue to support the Free State Project, and just remember, you are the minority now. Good luck with your remainder in office, and I congratulate you on allowing such things as the New London case and the disaster in New Orleans to happen. Good night.
But, you know, I got to say, I wish that I had half of the knowledge and half of the passion that you do at, what did you say, you're 16 now?
I'm about to turn 16.
He's late 15s, almost 16. I mean, man, what were you like when you were 16 years old?
You know, I was an anarchist and a anarcho-communist.
Right, you were a real anarchist.
I thought that I could fix all the problems in the world if I were just in charge.
Well, there's a lot of anarchists at our school, and you know what? They're slowly coming around to libertarianism because the ideas of liberty is because it involves less government, but it still has basic rules of the land. Because I don't think any anarchist can support the fact that if anarchy were created, that you could just go out and shoot people, go on a killing spree.
No, of course not. Of course not.
And have no conscience. I mean. The argument that I use is I go, if I killed your mother, you'd want me to be punished. And, they think about it, and they go, and they eventually, and then I explained the foundations of liberty, and they just totally listen, melt.
You can't argue. You know, we had a socialist on last night who was trying to defend the government education system, and really, it's just a losing battle for these people. You can't argue against freedom, because otherwise you just sound like a tyrannical scumbag.
Yeah, and the fact that, I'm sorry, I'm about ready to pull out of the public education system because the fact that you waive your rights when you go into this is a fact. You waive your rights when you go into public education system.
Well,
no matter if you're 18 or not. No. For instance, if, you know how illegal search and seizure works?
Sure.
You have no rights.
That's true.
No,
they've got the
right.
They bring the dogs into the school campus and they run them around the parking lot and they run them through the locker pods.
Freedom
of John,
speech.
Great call, man. And
no problem.
Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Keep spreading the word to the young people of America about liberty because it's people like you that are going to make the Second American Revolution happen. Thanks,
that's
dude.
800-259-5791.
That's 1-800-259-5791.
Call back, John.
Call back.
Well, at some time.
Oh, not tonight. It's one call per night. But isn't that impressive, man, which having a young person who's in the government-run education system actually not being totally brainwashed into what they're trying to teach our kids and actually standing up for liberty, spreading the word about liberty to his friends, I just think it's fantastic. I wish I was doing the same thing at his age.
Very good thing.
He's an inspiration. 800-259-5791. This is your show. Coming up, the Irwin Schiff Dirty Details. Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you take control of the phones, the number 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and hundreds of you are, so go sign up at updates.freetalklive.com if you'd like. It's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. Again, the show about your calls. You call about what you want. So let's go to Rusty in Bangkok. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, man. It's
Rusty.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, man. It's been a while.
Oh, great. I've been listening to you guys. What happens? The time difference is so brutal sometimes. I got a couple days off.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the beach deal. But I've been reading about Mr. Schiff briefly because I want to talk about the world terrorism. The problem that these tax kooks do, legally, if you give this advice and you're like a domiciled American or Canadian or, let's say, a British citizen, they can go after you. His mistake, well, many mistakes as tax kooks, like we explained earlier. But if you're going to do an offshore corporation, let's say Samoa or Switzerland, or Panama, you must do it within those countries because their laws want to. They can't force a Swiss lawyer or a Panamanian lawyer or a Samoan lawyer to give it up to the U.S. government.
Okay.
Mr. Schiff was an American citizen, given this advice in American. He's used American accountants, so that's the weak link when you're doing those type of strategies, which were totally legitimate, but he was an American, and they can go after him.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know much about his strategies, but what I do know is that's not actually the issue. You're not going to believe what they did to this guy, Rusty. I mean, they totally railroaded him. They didn't even allow him to present a defense.
Tax coots. Yeah.
Well, you can say, again, I don't know the guy personally. Maybe he is a kook. I don't know. But what happened in the courtroom was an embarrassment.
Strategies. Yeah, I can imagine. That happens to a lot of tax freedom fighters.
Yes.
Because they're doing it on American soil. So they can go after you, your lawyer, and they can go after your accountant.
Mm-hmm.
That's helped putting together these strategies. So if you're going to do these things that he recommends, you got to go to Switzerland, you got to go to Panama,
I got you, Rusty.
Any of those domiciles still safe. Now, also,
next issue.
Historically, the important thing about this so-called Patriot Act, there's never been a big American, you guys know this, a big American law structure. The RICO Act was designed for organized crime. Then they started applying it toward lay people.
Mm-hmm.
Those same laws are designed for so-called organized crime. They will eventually apply it against the American people.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is just a logical progression of what they're going to. All the Patriot Act is for is controlling people's freedom of movement and access to capital. This is planned, and it's the Americans' public fault.
It's the Americans' public fault for sitting there and taking it.
Yeah, and the politicians pretend like they don't read the laws. That's a bunch of malarkey. That's the old plausible deniability thing Ronald Reagan did to the Iran-Contra.
I believe that a lot of them don't read it.
Yeah.
I believe a lot of them don't read it. I think maybe a few of them who wrote it obviously read it, but I think most of them really
legal reasons. So they don't have to lie in public and say, I didn't know what was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Their aides do all their prep and homework. They say, don't tell me the details.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't believe this, but all major laws, especially the Patriot Act, they're going to apply against American citizens.
Eventually they will. Rusty, you're absolutely right. Call us again sometime, man. We got a scram. 800-259-5791 to Melinda. Lady callers come first in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Melinda. What's up?
You guys, I'm a podcaster, and I was listening yesterday's, where you guys were talking about teachers that don't get fired.
Yes.
I have a story.
Okay, good.
I had a teacher that would put, like, paper over the window so you couldn't, like, see out.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd make you put your backpacks against the wall. And he would sit all the, like, girls with the really short skirts in the front row.
Oh,
my. And because he was so short, he would sit at this really little, like preschooler desk almost, so he could just stare at their panties.
Oh, my goodness. What grade was this? What grade level?
This was high school. This was, like, I had him for 9th and 10th grade.
Wow.
So did parents complain about this?
Yeah, and he never got in trouble. He would sometimes call up people, too, pretending like, we need to talk about class. And he would, like, try to hit on them.
Mm-hmm.
And he never got fired. He was there.
Did this ever happen to you personally?
No, but it happened to my friend. He would call my friend because she, like, would wear really short skirts.
What would he say? I mean, when you say he'd hit on them, what does that mean?
He'd be like, he would talk, like, about some paper they did, and they'd be like, yeah, you know. He would tell them that they would have, like, they'd look pretty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And he would say,
you're pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he'd offer him a after-school tutoring class or something, right?
I don't know. And he would make you, if you, like, moved during the Pledge of Allegiance, he would make your whole row stay after for, like, 10 minutes.
It's bizarre.
You know, there's always a terrible teacher in every school, at least one of them, and it doesn't matter how much the parents complain, they never get fired. And there can be complaint after complaint after complaint. Nothing will ever happen to these people as long as they've been there for a little while. If they've only been there for 1 year, there's a chance they might get fired. But it's just amazing to me how long these worthless, useless bureaucrats will stay employed. And then, of course, they go and they collect a pension once they're all done with their little with their term. Well, Melinda, great story. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank
appreciate you
for
listening. 800-259-5791. Let's talk to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amowich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, sir. What's up?
Excellent. Well, I'm a teacher. My mother's a teacher, and we've all been teachers and stuff. Just real quickly, there was a teacher my mom knew who was so bad, they finally just put him in charge of detention, and where he had one student an hour, maybe two students an hour, the rest of the time, betting on the horses, calling the bookie, getting the races done, making a little gambling there. So,
amazing.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling, though, is...
Glad I was paying him for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he was making $80,000 a year out in California.
Oh my God.
Tenure, you know, and yeah. My goodness gracious. Got some civil disobedience coming up in Minnesota here.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind
What's
of
going
exciting.
On?
Well, it's been done before, but this time it's a little bit more special. Tim Slagle, comedian.
He's a libertarian comedian.
Absolutely. A libertarian at heart. And he does the Acme Comedy Company up here, you know, every 6 months or so.
Okay.
He does a little deal where he invites smokers on stage to light up.
Yeah, you told us about this, I guess it was about 6 months ago, as a matter of fact.
It probably was, but so that's against the law. And he gets by saying it's you know, performance art, which is really clever and pretty fun. This time, however, there is a documentary crew doing a nationwide documentary, the same guys who did Michael Moore Hates America.
Okay.
Won Academy Awards for two other documentaries, too. They're going to be videotaping the whole thing for their upcoming documentary called Devil Weed, which is looking at smoking laws. So, and smokers, by the way, may they all die right now.
That's not very nice.
It isn't, but I just want to show how I can be for smoking rights, but yet hate smoking.
I see. Okay.
So, anyway, there's word going around that the fire marshal's a little upset with this particular comedian, and the police are maybe going to be enforcing some of these laws this time.
Ooh, so now they know in advance. I mean, did he really make a big fuss about it in advance before? Would he just show up and do the civil disobedience?
Never made a big fuss about it, just did it. But he's done it so many times, and now with the documentary crew crone about it.
Right.
There's a lot of contention in Minnesota, you know. Hennepin County has different laws from Ramsey County, which means you go across the street, you can smoke. So whose bars are doing well and whose are going under?
Gee, I wonder. Great call, Doug, man. And let us know how it goes when it happens, dude. Thanks for it. 800-259-5791.
I love fire marshals. Firemen that carry guns. What a good idea.
800-259-5791. What could possibly go wrong? More coming up in your calls as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. So take control.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. It's dark outside and everywhere there are ghosts and goblins. No, it's not the latest Stephen King thriller. It's Halloween. When I come back, I'll give you some cleverly disguised driving tips. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shumps, and Cragen today. Tonight, streets will be filled with our little ones. To ensure their experience is a treat, here are a few driving tricks in the form of popular Halloween costumes. Police, be aware of princes and pumpkins darting between parked cars. Where's the fire, man? Slow down when backing out of driveways. And poo on wearing your mask while driving. Increase kids' ghost of a chance for a sweet Shrek adventure this Halloween by booing the driving demons of too much speed and not enough attention. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones at 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab our live streams any old time you want to during the show. We've got a broadband version. We've got a dial-up version, and they're totally free at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, Manwich, and back to the fun.
Let's do that.
Let's talk to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, just have a short time here. I'm on a plane that's boarding to go to New Hampshire, so I'm going home.
Wow, cool.
But was on a business trip where I finally got a chance to catch up on all the podcasts.
Uh-huh.
So I've been sitting in Newark Airport here just waiting around for 2 hours with nothing to do.
I've been there. I'm sorry.
So I checked out how much they wanted to hook up to the Internet, and it was like $10. And I'm sorry, but listening to the show for $10 isn't what I want to do. So I thought if I called in, at least I could listen to the feed while I was waiting on hold. So I got to hear, you know, the last 10 minutes or so. That was great.
There you go.
You might be chronic.
It's pretty bad. I don't know if you've seen the Civ 4 game that's out now, but they talk about Civilization Anonymous, about wanting to play so much that you lose sight of your family. That's what I've been like with Free Talk Live the last 3 days.
Wow.
Listening to the podcasts.
Way cool.
I'm caught up.
Did you have any commentary or an issue? I mean, beyond just saying hey?
No, I just want to say hey. It was a chance to listen to the show, and we appreciated that, and I'll download the podcast tomorrow.
Where are you going to New Hampshire, Chris?
I live in New Hampshire.
I know. Where?
Where? I live along 93. I commute into the Boston area.
Oh, is there like a town that you live in? Or
he doesn't want to tell
okay.
you the town.
He doesn't want to tell the town.
All right, Chris. Great call. Thanks for it, man. 800-259-5791.
You're so good at this questioning thing. You know, you don't even know when people don't want to tell you something. You just question.
We don't know who that is. It's Chris. I mean, how many Chris's are there in New Hampshire? We don't even know if that's his real name. For all we know, his real name's Steve.
Well, you're taking for granted that he doesn't have somebody that he doesn't want to know where he's at.
Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Nina Manwich. Hello, Matthew.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, sir. What's up?
I wish I was a libertarian at 15. That was a great caller.
Yeah. Isn't that just exciting? I mean, gosh. When did you discover liberty, Matthew?
Let me see. That was in 94.
How old were you at the time?
Yeah, let's see. I was 20. Say where?
You can ballpark it. You don't have to be.
Yeah, about 24.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's
found liberty a good decade before you, almost.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine where he's going to be mentally in another 5 years?
That's correct. I hope he moves up to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's going to.
I got to say, we do have some young people listening to the show, and if you're out there and you've been considering the Free State Project, I know a lot of you have, gosh, there's no better time to go than when you get out of high school. Because
that's right.
If you live somewhere else in the country and you got nothing going on, because most people going out of high school don't have anything going on. They just want to, you know, figure out what their lives are going to be about at that point. Get yourself to New Hampshire, because at that point you have no roots beyond just your family and your friends. And if you're going to consider moving to New Hampshire, you're going to be considering leaving those people behind, those who will not come with you at least. So pick up right then, right there. Don't go and rent a house. Don't go and rent an apartment in the town you live in. Go and rent one up in New Hampshire and make a new life for yourself there. Gosh, it would be so easy if, for instance, Manwich and I, we've got houses and spouses and dogs,
cars
and cats and cars, and man, it's a little more difficult for
a radio
us.
Show. Don't forget that.
Yeah,
a radio show. Also, there's a lot of just making a note. There's a lot of companies that are moving into New Hampshire because of the very low tax, and so there's a lot of it. You know, and there's also a lot of educational opportunity.
Well, there's going to be a lot more doing it too.
That's a great state to move to.
As the Free State Project takes hold in New Hampshire,
right.
You're going to see more and more conducive atmosphere for business, and businesses are going to,
slowly
move in.
It'd be awesome. I mean, I was thinking we should have the Silicon Mountains instead of the Silicon Valley up in New Hampshire. It could happen.
I did have a topic that I wanted to call about, though.
Okay.
It was a couple of days ago on the news. I don't know if you heard about, have you heard about Chuck Schumer, the demo-socialist congressman of New York, getting all upset that the oil companies have been raking in profits.
I know there are just some people in general who are upset and up in arms.
Yeah, well, there were several of them, and he was the loudest, most obnoxious.
What about it?
What he wants to do is he wants to, along with a couple of other senators, create a special tax, what they call a windfall tax.
Meaning if they make above a certain percentage of profit,
yeah,
they'll be taxed
right.
heavier?
Yeah, so
that's disgusting.
He's all upset because the oil companies have made a lot of money, and he thinks that he's saying at the expense of the public, and hey, we're having to pay higher gas tax, higher gas prices, and
you know what?
So
it's nothing
steal their money,
Matthew. It's nothing but sensationalism. You're going to enjoy this. I'm going to give you some statistics. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. This one from the Chicagoan. Subject, big oil conspiracy mongers. The big oil companies are starting to release their third quarter profit reports, which is what Matthew's referring to there. And this has everyone up in arms. Congressmen are screaming, and the conspiracy nuts have turned up the big bad oil rhetoric. Accusations of price fixing, gouging, and collusion abound. Congress is talking about windfall profit taxes, which what he just mentioned, and some Democrats even want price caps. Don't they remember what happened when they did this in the 1970s? Gee, I can't wait for gas lines and even higher gas prices. I guess demagoguery and stupidity go hand in hand. All of it is utter BS, according to the Chicagoan, and anyone with a third-grade set of math skills can check it for themselves. Just take a look at how bad the oil companies are raping the people with their so-called record profits. ExxonMobil had a third-quarter profit of $9.9 billion. Shell made $9 billion. British Petroleum, $6.5 billion. ConocoPhillips, 3.8. Marathon Oil only made $770 million on the quarter.
Ooh.
It sounds like a lot. Must be the new world order afoot, right? Well, not really. Exxon's total revenues were $100 billion. That's a profit margin of 9.9%. Shell's revenue was 76.4 for an 11% profit margin. ConocoPhillips, 7.6. And Marathon only ended up with 4.4%.
Doesn't sound crazy to me.
The Chicagoan says, I had savings accounts in the early 80s that yielded more than that. Surely the Illuminati could do better than an 8% average profit margin. Maybe they should turn the management over to the Freemasons and get a better return. To put it all in perspective, McDonald's had a third quarter profit that was 13% of revenue, and Pepsi made 10%. I haven't heard Congress or the conspiracy mongers screaming about collusion and gouging and collusion and gouging on Mountain Dew and Big Macs. Have you heard that, Mowich? Bilderbergers! Gasoline is just 31 cents a pint, and Pepsi is about a buck. One gets you to work, and the other rots your teeth. And remember, these guys didn't make squat in the 90s on $15 oil while everybody else was raking it in. That's just how the business cycle works. Chicagoan finishes up by saying, this is just another example of the government taking advantage of the Americans' economic ignorance to further their power. Because if the government gets, if these politicians get up there and start pounding the pulpit about how these profits are outrageous and that this needs to be reined in, all the American people do is say, yeah, I want lower gas prices. You can give it to me right there, Mr. Senator. No. Government does not make any situation better. It just gets in and screws things up. We'll come back with more. This is your show, 800-259-5791. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you take control of the phones, which you can do so, toll-free 800-259-5791. Is Ian here with you?
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Ooh, Manwich, you know what time of month it is?
Voting time.
Yeah, it's November 1st, and that means that the voting totals over at podcastalley.com have reset. Now, every month, on the 1st or 2nd of the month, we always do a little voting drive. And so we want you to go right now, if you're near a computer, to vote.freetalklive.com. That is vote.freetalklive.com, and cast your November vote for Free Talk Live. Now, what does this do for us, Manwich?
Well, it gives us press. The reporters...
More importantly, it gives us more listeners. The press, it's here and there. It comes and it goes.
I think the press is more important, but okay.
No. I think we definitely get a lot of listeners from being the number one podcast in the world, which, as of a few moments ago, I believe we are, as a result of those of you who have already gone and voted today. We're currently the number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. And
sweet.
That draws new people every single day to listen to this show, which means new people are constantly coming across the message of freedom and liberty.
It is very effective for that.
And so if you want to help us out with that, it's much appreciated. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. And actually, there's two ways that you can participate. There's the first way is to go to vote.freetalklive.com, put in your email address, click vote now, and then the system will send you a confirmation email. All of this takes less than a minute, by the way. It sends you a confirmation email, you open that email, you click the link inside, and you're done. Some people have problems getting the confirmation email. They, for instance, might get caught by their spam filters and that sort of thing. And so there's a way to avoid ever being confirmed again. You just go and you sign up for an account with Podcast Alley, which is totally free. You just basically create a username and a password, and they validate that account with an email one time, presuming you can get that email. Once you log in, from that point on, you'll never have to go through the confirmation process again. So in the long run, every month, it'll save you a little bit of time. So either way, go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Investing in the future.
Indeed. Investing in your future. All right. So we're going to talk about Irwin Schiff. Now, Irwin Schiff is a 77-year-old man. He is he's an old guy who's been fighting the tax code for decades.
Long time.
He's gone to jail over it before, and that didn't stop him. You know, he got out of jail and continued to inform people about his beliefs about the tax system here in America. Well, this from GiveMeLiberty.org, the We the People organization. Imagine, you're not going to believe this, man. Imagine writing a book containing information so offensive and damaging to the government that the government prosecutes you for running a fraudulent tax shelter, and the book is subsequently banned by a federal judge.
Wow.
Without the government ever citing a single sentence that's false, misleading, or fraudulent. Imagine having your business raided and records seized using a court-sanctioned search warrant that fails to ever mention any specific law that you violated. Imagine a raid that's conducted by a platoon of well-armed federal officers that have no delegated or statutory authority to conduct such a seizure. Imagine then being indicted for allegedly committing more than a dozen federal tax crimes, each of which is predicated upon a crucial but erroneous legal presumption that direct unapportioned taxes on the labor of individuals have in fact been legally imposed, and that the government's prosecution...
Illegally imposed?
That's what Mr. Schiff would suggest, yes. And that the government's prosecution is allowed to proceed without it ever having to establish for the legal record or prove before a jury that such a law exists, even though the Supreme Court has ruled that it must. So when you come into court and the government is throwing charges against you, according to the Supreme Court, you can actually have them prove that this law exists and that this law, you know, is legitimate, and that it was passed legitimately, and that it legitimately has authority over you.
Sounds fair.
The Supreme Court itself has said that. But, as we've seen here in the past, Manwich, the law tends to just ignore the law and do whatever the hell it wants to.
It does sort of move around whenever it feels like it.
Get this. Imagine filing more than a dozen legal motions over 18 months seeking to dismiss the charges for lack of jurisdiction, each one citing specific U.S. statutes and Supreme Court decisions leading to irrefutable legal conclusions requiring dismissal, only to have the government respond without substance that the motions are what? It's their
frivolous?
Favorite word. Yeah, that's their favorite word, isn't it? You see, Mark, we had Mark Stevens on telling us about his book, Adventures in Legal Land, where he talks about when you go into court and you give them a bunch of their own decisions. You know, if you go into a courtroom and you say, well, in 1973, the Supreme Court said this, and in 1778, they said this, and, you know, you come down with a list of legal conclusions that the court itself has drawn over the years.
And you think you've really got an iron case?
Yeah, you think you've got them.
And they can't fight it at all?
They'll just say, it's frivolous, and throw you right out.
Yeah.
Throw it right out. Well, the court then delayed the denial of the motions that Mr. Schiff filed until just hours before the trial began, in order to prevent him from filing an appeal. Now imagine a trial where you're not allowed to question your accusers about the law or present evidence about the law.
Sounds like a constitutional violation to me.
Even though what the law actually says is the only question before the court, and your entire defense is based on what the law actually says. So you're coming into court to talk about the law, but they won't allow you to talk about the law.
Nor will they let you face your accusers.
Imagine a trial where one morning you witness the U.S. attorneys emerging from a secret ex parte meeting in the judges' chambers, about which you and your attorneys have no knowledge or notice, and you have no idea what they just finished discussing. Imagine a trial where the judge refuses to allow any defense witnesses to testify as to material facts regarding the criminal charges. You think it's done? There's five more of these instances of just garbage that was going on in this federal courtroom. It will just make you feel like puking the next time you set foot into a courtroom. You might not ever want to go into a courtroom after hearing about this because there's no such thing as a fair trial anymore, at least not for tax freedom advocates. More coming back, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. You take control of the show, 1-800-259-5791. Talk about political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out our listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com and you can plot yourself on our worldwide map of listeners. It is just the coolest little feature, and of course it's free. Map.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Irwin Schiff trial. We found out a few weeks back that he was found guilty, and Irwin Schiff is a tax freedom advocate who has been advocating that he's basically been saying that you don't really owe income taxes and that it's totally voluntary, which is similar to what a lot of other tax freedom advocates say. And we're not here to talk about what his claims are. We're here to talk about how he was treated in a court of law in a federal courtroom where there was just all kinds of judicial malfeasance and just malfunctioning and just sick, twisted, anti-freedom stuff going on. And we're running down a laundry list here from the We the People organization. Imagine a judge imposing contempt of court charges, man, which totaling years of incarceration for attempting to even talk about the law during witness questioning. Imagine a trial where the judge, who claims to be the sole authority and arbiter of the law, deliberately and repeatedly misrepresents the law and even misquotes the words of the law in order to deceive the jury. Imagine a trial in which jury deliberations, during jury deliberations, the judge denies a specific request from the jury to examine the Internal Revenue Code. He denied the request to the jury, which had already been admitted into evidence, because the judge said providing the jury with a copy of the law would be, quote, problematic.
That's crazy. It's just nuts.
Imagine sitting as a defendant in a criminal trial facing a virtual sentence of imprisonment until death, because again, Irwin Schiff is 77 years old, and the final words spoken by the U.S. attorney to the jurors are, quote, you are breaking the law if you find the defendants not guilty. Let me repeat that again for extra emphasis. The attorney, the U.S. attorney, says to the jurors at the very end of the trial, before they go off to deliberate, you are breaking the law if you find the defendants not guilty.
Wow.
How do we allow this to go on in our country without showing up at the jail with pitchforks and torches and weapons and demanding that this man be released from prison and the other two people? There were two other people that were involved here. Imagine as a 77-year-old nonviolent citizen in frail health being incarcerated and denied any bail or medical treatment and being bound in chain shackles, all for being a tax protester, while violent criminals remain free on bail and walk the jail unrestrained. And I would suggest that the most violent criminals are those who are running the courtroom.
Wow. That's just nutty, what they did to Irwin Schiff.
Can you believe this, Manwich?
No.
It's just getting more disturbing as time goes on. These trials, I mean, this kind of stuff has been going on before. It's just, it doesn't get coverage. Nobody talks about this, except Free Talk Live, of course.
It's like they're protecting their little tax racket, you know?
That's exactly what they're doing. They won't let them even talk about the law itself in court. Again, it doesn't matter what Irwin Schiff's little method is to get around taxation. That's irrelevant. What's relevant is being able to talk about your defense.
Absolutely.
What's relevant is being able to call witnesses to face your accusers. What kind of a country is this now? It certainly doesn't qualify as a free one. We'd love to have your thoughts. 800-259-5791. Oh, and if you thought that was bad, wait till you hear about the conditions for Mr. Schiff. Again, a 77-year-old man in jail. That's coming next.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know?